about Mary Smith from the great state of Tennessee where I live? Mary, come join us here, Mary Smith. All right, Mary, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Where do you live in Tennessee, Mary?
I am in Williamson County.
You're over toward Nashville, right?
Yes, I'm in Arrington, so we have a beautiful vineyards out there if you ever come to that part of the state.
It's gorgeous, yeah.
Yes, it is. I'm actually originally from Missouri, so I feel like it's like a homecoming.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Linda knocked it out of the park, right?
On
her presentation. She was awesome. So I'm feeling hometown proud, too.
Good for you. All right. Well, here you go.
Yeah. So some of the explain this. I kind of go through this pretty quickly, but I don't know if y'all know this, but we've got 30 different machines in Tennessee.
I did not know that.
30 different ones. We've got 5 different vendors right now, and 70% of those machines right now are DREs, so you don't actually get a paper ballot. I think some might have added printers, but I don't know how many other states have that many variations. But that makes elections a little bit more complicated at the state level. In Williamson County, the second one up there, we had a very short-lived victory. We had in October 2021, we had an issue where Dominion machines stopped counting. So there was an investigation. They decided to get rid of Dominion. Never really saw the findings of that investigation. But they turned around and replaced them with ES&S. Mm. So we went from the frying pan into the fire right there. One of the other things that we're trying to understand is how we can have a supermajority in our legislature, but yet we can't get any of the bills that would secure our elections passed through. So can't even get them out of committee. So we had 6 really strong election integrity bills that all failed to even get out of committee. So that was another thing we're still scratching our heads about. And then I know a lot of people have seen that 4th slide, but we have a great statistician in Tennessee by the name of Alan Fanning, so I have to credit him for this. He did 14 out of 14 of our counties using the Dr. Frank Key analysis method. And out of those 14 counties, you could predict the vote between 0.98 to 0.997% accuracy. Mm. 3 of the counties had registrations that were more than the estimated population. One of them was Williamson County. Mm. We had 3 different spikes in our analysis there. And the last one is kind of where I came in. My background's in data analysis, and after the election of 2020, I decided to use some of my data analytics skills.
Good for you.
Yes, and what I found is I just wanted to answer some simple questions. Just, you know, having a background in data, I just wanted the data set that would actually show me the people who voted in the 2020 election. I did 8 counties, and I could not get any of those county voter rolls and voter histories to match up to a certified by the Secretary of State. None of them, not even down to the precinct level.
Wow.
So that was a big eye-opener for me. Then I dug further, couldn't get you'd find people living in addresses. You'd have 7 people living in a, you know, 1-bedroom home. Those kinds of things going on. Everyone voted. So we kind of got the canvassing started. We didn't get much traction right after the 2020, so we are hoping that we can pick that up again. So that's really kind of the explain this.
What were some of your roadblocks?
Oh, the roadblocks, yes. The biggest roadblocks, I think, is just what we talked about earlier, is trying to get things passed through our legislature. That was a big one, for sure. We do have some we need some financial support. You know, legal representation, I think that's been a common theme across the board. Public awareness is huge. You know, we had a 15% voter turnout in our county elections and county primaries in May, only 20% turnout in August. So trying to get people aware, getting them more involved and engaged is a big problem, especially when, you know, the media really isn't giving you the platform that you need. You have to find other ways to get the word out. And that's a challenge. That's a big challenge. So trying to find a centralized communication channel has been a big issue. And that's also been a big, big roadblock. And then the last thing, of course, is transparency, data integrity, trying to get access to the data. I mean, it's just a pass the buck. Like, that's not my job, that's this person's job. Trying to get FOIAs, you know, getting those fulfilled has just been a real challenge. And so we are still working on it, but we almost need legal representation to get the data that we should own.
Absolutely. Is that it?
Yep.
Wow, and you even have
Want to talk about my victories?
You have 22 seconds left.
What about my victories?
You want to hear one?
Yes.
Yeah, give us one.
The victories, I think, are the thing I'm most excited about because I actually played a part in one of the victories. So one of the big things that we did, and I'll just go to the last three, is that because we kept hitting these roadblocks with our legislature, we kept hitting the roadblocks, we weren't getting the customer service we wanted from our elected officials. We had two PACs form in Tennessee. We have the Stand for Tennessee PAC, and then we also had Williamson Families in our county. And so they went out and they recruited conservative candidates to run for county office, to run for state office, and you know, we even found a few folks to run for federal. And I am proud to announce that I won my primary in May, and I won my general in August, and I am now on the Williamson County Commission. And
wow.
I am going to do anything I can to defund the machines.
Congratulations. That's excellent. Thank you.
And just want to call them out. They're up there, Stand for Tennessee. Please, I mean, they're putting branches all across the state of Tennessee. I know they've been very, very active. The websites are up there. Tennessee Voters for Election Integrity, they are big contributors to everything that I've presented today. They've done 20 plus presentations across the state of Tennessee. They are continuing to rock and roll out there, getting the information out the best way they can. They are trying to start up a canvas again. Other than that, poll watchers, we had hundreds of people recruited and trained to watch our elections, and I'm telling you, they ain't gonna put anything over us anymore.
Wow, thank you so much, Mary Smith, representing Tennessee. Thank you, Mary.